This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Deme Bandabla. Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma met Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi yesterday. In a social media post, Mrs. Sarma said that he received the guidance of the Prime Minister on various developmental issues. On behalf of the people of Assam, Mrs. Sarma also invited Mr. Modi to attend the Assam Investor and Infrastructure Summit and Mega Jhumar performance in February 2025. The Committee on Petitions and the House Committee of the Karnataka Legislative Assembly held a joint meeting with their counterparts from the Meghalaya Legislative Assembly at Hotel Vivanta Shillong yesterday. The meeting was chaired by Meghalaya Deputy Speaker Timothy D. Shira and Karnataka Deputy Speaker Rudrappa Mannappalamani, who also serves as a chairman of the Committee on Petitions and the House Committee. The event was attended by members of both the committees of the Meghalaya Legislative Assembly and Karnataka Legislative Assembly and senior officials from the Assembly Secretariats of both states. The Foundation Day of neighbouring Assam and Nagaland was observed at Raj Bhavan Shillong yesterday. Meghalaya Governor C.H. Vijayashankar, while speaking on the occasion, said that the Assam and Nagaland are the jewels of the Northeast India with rich tradition and culture, stating that both the states have contributed immensely to the growth of the nation. The governor said that these states are shining examples of India's rich diversity. On the occasion, the governor also unveiled the Khasi translated books by Prabhat Kantipal on Bhagavad Gita and Gitanjali, which were written by Rabindranath Tagore. Officials of the Defence Forces, residents of Assam and Nagaland were also present on the occasion. Vice Chancellor in charge of Northeastern Hill University, Professor Nirmalendu Saha, yesterday informed that the Vice Chancellor of the Vice Chancellor, Professor Prabha Shankar Shukla, has extended his leave from November 30th to December 13th. Professor Shukla has extended his leave following protests and pending of the inquiry into the alleged mismanagement and administrative failures within the university. It may be mentioned that the Ministry of Education has granted 15 days extension to the two-member committee to submit its probe report into the allegations of mismanagement and administrative failures in the Northeastern Hill University. Meanwhile, Vice Chancellor in charge, Professor Nirmalendu Saha, informed that he would immediately convene a meeting of the Academic Council to decide on the need to start the classes. Nagaland government yesterday held a roundtable conference with partner countries and states of the 25th edition of the Hornbill Festival at the Bamboo Hall in Kisama. The conference was chaired by Chairman of the Investment and Development Authority of Nagaland and advisor to the Chief Minister, Abu Mehta. He highlighted the importance of the roundtable as a platform for fostering partnerships, strengthening ties and networking among the participants. Mehta encouraged the visiting dignitaries to move beyond the cultural and traditional aspects of the festival and delved into the economic opportunities that Nagaland has to offer. During the discussion, Ambassador of Peru to India, Javier Manuel Pulinich Velarde, emphasized the significance of people-to-people connections between the Republic of Peru and the Nagas, highlighting their shared cultural and traditional similarities. The Business Leadership Summit 2024, followed by the prestigious The Governor's Cup, which was held this year in association with IIM Shillong Golf Season 15, concluded yesterday. The event was graced by Governor of Meghalaya, Shri C.H. Vijayashankar at Shillong Golf Course. The three-day events brought together industrial leaders, innovators and corporate strategists from across the country. The summit and golf event highlighted the Institute's dedication to fostering leadership excellence and shaping future-ready leaders in a rapidly evolving world. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.